USA Radio News.
Families of the Uvalde, Texas school shooting victim have criticized the head of the Texas Department of Public Safety, Colonel Stephen McCraw, at a Public Safety Commission meeting in Austin. The hearing marked the first public update since mid-June. Texas State Senator Ronald Gutierrez spoke at the meeting.
DPS failed on May 24th. It failed to take control of a dangerous situation. It failed to neutralize an ongoing threat. It failed in the aftermath of the shooting by not following normal triage protocols with the injured. It failed in the days following the massacre by giving false information that was easily, provably false.
President Joe Biden will cast his midterm election ballot this weekend in his home state of Delaware, where in-person early voting began. The White House stated that Biden will vote alongside his granddaughter, who's 18 and a first-time voter. Paul Pelosi, husband of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, was violently assaulted by a man who broke into his San Francisco home early Friday. The attack was intentional and not random, according to San Francisco Police Chief William Scott. The 42-year-old suspect attacked Paul Pelosi with a hammer when officers responded to a priority well-being check. Mr. Pelosi, who's 82, was struck and underwent successful surgery to repair a skull fracture and serious injuries to his right arm and hand, and his doctors expect a full recovery. A 4.1 magnitude earthquake shook a small agricultural county in South Korea's central region. There were no immediate reports of damage. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for a book? Fiction, nonfiction, or a children's book? We can help you put it together and bring it to market at Dorrance Publishing. We have thousands of testimonials from people just like you that we've helped get their books sold in stores and online. We've even got a service called The Writer's Coach. It's perfect for people that have a book idea in their head and they just need someone to help them put it on paper. Dorrance Book Publishing has been helping people just like you who have a book idea, written or not, for over 100 years. Imagine being counted among the most famous authors in the world with your very own book. Call right now and let us help you turn a book idea into reality. It's easier than you think. You just need a little help. Call us now.
800-879-4098. 800-879-4098. 800-879-4098. That's 800-879-4098.
The Florida Medical Board Committee has approved a prospective rule that will ban medical or surgical gender-affirming care for trans youth under the age of 18. The committee's recommendation will be passed to the board, who will make the official ruling next Friday. If approved, the rule would limit the care for the treatment of gender dysphoria in Florida. Gender dysphoria is when a person experiences emotional distress because of misalignment between their biological sex and their gender identity. Millions are expected to pay zero in federal income taxes.
That's according to the Tax Policy Center. The nonpartisan think tank noted that's 40% of households in the U.S. However, it's a big decline from both 2020 and 21. The number hovered above 55% in both of those years. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Laura Kavanaugh was sworn in as the head of the New York City Fire Department.
My story is a quintessentially New York City story. New York City's story is fundamentally one of making the impossible possible.
Kavanaugh, who's 40, was surrounded by other top female officials in the mayor's administration for what Mayor Eric Adams called a, quote, historic appointment. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.